Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Welcome to the Money Stepper Q&A podcast, question 87, taking in a lodger. Today's question comes from Sandy. She asks, I understand I should inform my insurance company and my mortgage provider if I am getting a lodger. But what will they say? Will my insurance premium go up? Could my mortgage provider forbid me from getting a lodger? Well, Sandy, in short, yes. You will need to inform your insurance company and you'll need to inform your mortgage provider. Your insurance premium can and probably will go up and your mortgage provider could potentially forbid you from getting a lodger. Let's go into each of those in a little bit more detail. Let's start with insurance. So with an additional tenant, you'll need additional cover. Whilst for a lodger in your home, you won't technically or legally require landlord insurance, you will need some amendments to your home insurance policy, which is likely to either increase your premium, restrict your cover, impose additional exclusions, or most likely a combination of all three of those. For example, it's fairly common for the unforced entry clause provided in many home insurance policies to become void once you take in a lodger. Moving on to your mortgage provider, you'll need to check the terms and conditions of both your individual mortgage product and the overall conditions of your mortgage provider. It's likely that you'll be in breach of your existing mortgage if you take in a lodger, but it's not the same for all providers, so you'll actually have to check for your actual mortgage provider. There's also some other duties and responsibilities you'll need to think about when taking in a lodger. For example, you'll need to consider your income that you'll receive in relation to your taxes and how that works with the rent-to-room allowance, perhaps. And you'll need to meet certain health and safety criteria. For example, you'll have to obtain a gas safety certificate. All in all, it will probably work out profitable for you to take in a lodger in most cases, but you're right to ask the question, and it's worth making sure that you've got everything you need in place before jumping in.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.